Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right. They're once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Trust me, I think I need one. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped's products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using Bubba as your promo code for 20% off and free shipping. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit is waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. The titanium-coated T-blade is tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. Don't forget about the beard shampoo and conditioner. You need to remember that your beard hair is different. It's more coarse, it's easier to damage than the hair on your head. Cap the kit off with some beard balm. The Pro Beard Kit comes with 3 free gifts, plus a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Just use promo code Bubba. Manscaped Beard Hedger. One stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
Today was his first one.
Well, no, hold on. What do you mean
his first one on the new level?
Okay, you mean... It was his
level two.
It's probably like his 10th one overall.
Yeah.
But it was the first day of the next level, which is level, am I assuming level two?
Level two, correct. Yeah.
And I
was outside of the pool.
Well, yeah, You'll never be allowed the pool.
Yeah. And the thing that sucks about that is that it's so hot in there. Like it's a sauna and sweat and watch them swim.
And your wife then is the one that's in there with the instructor and is going through the different things you're supposed to do with your kid.
Yeah.
What did your wife and Walker do yesterday?
Oh, no, they did a great job. They just worked on more underwater stuff. Pretty much there's a girl
in the
classroom.
You're doing scuba now?
Yeah, pretty much. Dolphins and walls and kind of just learn how to kick his feet and swim. And he gets really distracted by the females in the group. So
Well, he likes tits. I mean,
he loves tits.
I've never seen a kid go for tits. I mean, well... And you can't blame him because he's got a really nice set to grab onto stock. You know, like, you know, his home base is big tits.
Oh, of course.
You know, he starts. It's a wonder he likes Anna as much as he does because she doesn't have, you know, near the tit that he's used to.
Mm. Yeah, no. That's why he didn't like her in the beginning. He didn't understand it.
But now he understands that she's a girl and he likes girls.
Correct. Yeah.
He's a fucking predator, is he not?
Oh, listen.
How's he do around other kids?
Good. Pulls her shirts down.
Mm-hmm. No, that's just girls.
Ask Babyface's daughter. Ask Babyface.
That's just girls. Yesterday we took him also real
that's
quick.
That's just girls.
That's half the population.
a quick trip to the zoo, and there was a couple of kids playing in like the little water thing they have there, and
Lowry Park. Oh, I mean, sorry, Tampa Zoo.
Yes, it's Tampa Zoo.
Zoo Tampa.
I just call it. Yes, it's Zoo Tampa.
Is he tough?
Oh, yeah. He's bigger than most of the kids his age, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at his dad.
He's fucking
exactly.
huge.
But, he's tough.
When does he turn two?
September 23rd.
Yeah, September 23rd.
I should ask you, yes, rain, bitch. Because at two, isn't that where they can kind of tell where you're at? I think at two, they measure you, and there's a certain equation they can kind of...
Yeah, they call it two and talking.
Let me see here. I listen every day. Isn't here. The guy I help said he's going to be pissed. I told him. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
What?
Great.
What's going on, Bubba?
I can't tell you.
Mm.
Oh.
Like the rat deal.
I was with him yesterday.
Could talk about it.
I was with him yesterday at the zoo.
Oh, he is so fucking cute.
Yeah, he's super cute.
He's just hanging out.
But you know what? I hate to say it. He knows he's cute.
Oh, 1,000% he knows.
No, for real. Like, he knows he's...
he's working the deal?
Yeah, that motherfucker's... And I'm not saying that in a bad way, but he works the fucking deal.
Yeah, that motherfucker was working the deal.
The motherfucker's working the... Even Ashley would say, little motherfucker's working the deal.
Oh, we try to, you know, keep him down. People are like, oh, he's so cute.
And you're like, he's not that cute?
It's going to his head.
You say, hey, kid, you're not that cute.
Smear dirt on his face and stuff.
Taco stack of $200 cash.
Oh, is that him doing Gasparilla?
Hold on, no, that...
Thank you, Junko Stecca.
Yes.
Let me.
Thank you.
This is what I mean. I'm not getting on you, but this is what first time parents do. They go fucking absolutely crazy on the toys. And you
already got toys, right?
Yeah, but they're not having two kids.
Yeah, they are.
No, only one.
Let me.
No, 100%. One
gotta
and done.
Have two kids, man.
You can't have, just have one. You guys
Why
actually
you have
had
one first?
Pretty good seats, too,
either
man.
Either zero or two.
Yeah.
I will tell you, man, little Walker has probably experienced more sporting events than any kid his age.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does he know the difference of sports?
Yeah.
Like, does he know football is different than basketball, is different than baseball, is different than hockey?
Yeah, right now his favorite thing is basketball, and we have a little basketball hoop for him at the house. Heather Wiz got it for us, and he likes trying to shoot in. Yeah, Wizzy did. And he likes to try to play and shoot, and then when we go to the games, he likes watching.
I want
to
go over there. I want to go over there and fucking block his shot. I want to go and reject him.
Will you support him if he decides he's like, Dad, I want to try it for the cheer squad?
So yeah, he likes basketball. And
what if he said, Dad, I think I might be gay? And
he likes basketball.
Okay, so you can be gay and love basketball.
But what if he said, Dad, I
he could transition and be going to the WNBA
and just fucking murder.
Oh my God, look how beautiful, and he's got perfect little baby pouty lips.
Yep.
I mean, I don't understand why you guys aren't making money off of him.
There's women that pay a lot of money to have pouty lips like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. The lip flip.
I don't know why you guys aren't fucking making a ton of money.
Right.
You guys are fucking idiots.
Let him just sit there and grow up. Just leaving money on the table.
He's going to grow up, and he's going to be a part where, you know, listen, all kids get ugly.
Yep. I can't believe Ashley hasn't even tried.
All kids get ugly when they start getting their fucking, their adult teeth in, and they got half their adults and a third of their babies, and they're like, rrr. All kids, no matter even if your teeth eventually get straight, at one time or another, your teeth are jacked up.
Yep.
That kid should be.
Yeah,
they do.
And do they just say, sorry, this is just not the way it works?
Yep.
Right.
Is it pay-per-view?
We need more diversity, sorry.
Oh, he's a white boy.
Yep.
So put him in blackface.
Fuck no, then I'll get canceled.
Oh, sorry.
Mummy, who was a co-host on the Bubba the Love Sponge show, put his little kid in blackface. Now Bubba's fucking canceled because Bubba didn't know shit about it.
Why is that you?
Bubba actually on the air said, no, do not do that. But Bubba, fuck Bubba.
Fuck Baba.
Yeah, I mean, we have him play with his toys and everything. I mean, we've had the people that make the toys and different
he
things.
He needs to play with Barbies.
Like,
maybe they'll
retweet
help.
It and they just...
Hey, Lummy, you need to give him a quarter and teach him how to scratch off.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just have him scratch off the whole time.
Yep. Probably is illegal, though. Like, I mean, you know, because probably technically you have to be 18.
Not to, I mean, to buy him and turn him in, but not to actually scratch him
off.
Yeah,
Lovey, there you go. Have the little motherfucker. Give him, like, what's Blitz with regards to coins? Because you can't, I mean, he could swallow it, but.
Oh,
like,
I mean, if you know what you're really doing.
Tape it around his fingers.
No, you go get the Florida Lottery official scratch coin.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, well, go get that.
I don't have
go
one
get
of those,
that. But nonetheless, it's not dangerous. It's not like a knife or nothing, right?
No, it's just
a
coin.
He's not going to cut himself.
It's the size of like a half dollar or
okay,
silver
cool.
dollar.
So you go get the scratch coin, Lummy, and you teach him how to do it. And fuck, you'll be quitting the show soon, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
No, we'll be. I'll be just hanging out here and walking.
I mean, you're
making
you're a degenerate fucking gambler anyway. So why not let your kid make you some money? Nobody wants to watch your stupid ass scratch shit.
That's right. Just have him scratch it off.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, my God, Walker. It's Walker fucking the scratcher.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you see the new Walker scratch-off video today? Little fucker won $10.
You can take over that stupid thing.
Yeah. Does he understand money?
No.
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 No kids do.
Does he understand anything? What does he, like, what is his favorite thing?
Tits.
Besides tits.
No.
Oh,
I know what
this.
It is.
He does gravitate to the merch crick's tits.
Who doesn't?
Well, true.
It's got a fucking gravitational pull.
Lummy, what is his favorite thing?
The little people, which I was going to send you one of his little posts.
Do you mean Minions?
No, he likes Minions, but he also likes these little toys.
Dwarfs?
Oh, no, the little, okay.
Little people.
He said little people.
That's what they're called.
That's what they're called.
You're not supposed to say the D word, Anna. Yeah. For real.
Well, no, dwarfs is fine.
You can?
Yeah, dwarfs.
Yeah, you can't use the M word.
Yeah, the D word's fine. The M word is not.
See, now, Bubba, if you look at the comment in there, do you see where it says toddler's hood? So, like, there's like five pictures of him playing with that little playset, which is a little...
Yeah, that's like a play school child.
Kid, or is he going to be a bad kid?
No,
bad
he's going to be a good kid. He's going to slay the women, though. But
yeah,
he'd
be in
good.
WNBA.
He's going to be a cheerleader.
He's only going to do that just to
get
closer.
Just keep him away from pussy as long as
Russia.
You can.
We'll try. I'm going to try.
Just telling you.
I mean, how long
did it take? I know.
Till it's, when, though?
Till like at least 5 or 6.
30.
Oh.
30?
I don't think he's going to make it that long.
I'm just saying.
I hope not.
Man.
Because at some point it goes from cool to odd.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, because then that's when I start worrying.
Yeah. About what?
30-year-old living with me with a couple of cats.
30-year-old living with me with cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So anyway, he's killing it, and we're killing it, and
we sure are.
Yeah, with these fucking rats. I'm not kidding you. I ordered 6 of the double-sided rat traps, and I'm giving them to Blitz, and I'm gonna say, "Rat it up, buddy. I want rat traps. I want you to have to fucking walk around.
I want to see bodies.
I want to see." I want you to have to walk around rat traps in order to get to your broadcasting position. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brandon.
What's up, Brandon?
Hold on, BTQ. Although, Blitz, I don't think we've had any in the studio. Do you think? I don't think there's been any in here.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I know they've been on the ceiling of the studio.
Yeah.
Because Lummy hears them during the show.
He does?
Yeah.
Are you afraid one's going to fall on
your
head, Lummy?
Yes. Blitz got me yesterday with a...
Oh, that was so funny.
That was pretty funny.
So, BTQ, what you got going on, buddy?
Lummy ran outside.
I was just going to say that you guys should put Walker in the wheelchair and have him drive it around.
No, that would be kind of sacrilegious.
That might get us canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean...
What you trying to do to us?
Little kid, you know, fucking acting like he's, you know, his handicapped jizz owns, you know.
But I see it's charging up in the background.
It is charged up, ready to go at all times. We're trying to pick our first spot with it, you know.
Yeah.
Blitz, should we bring it to the Florida State Fair? I mean,
we could try, yeah.
And then just have Lummy just get up and start walking.
How long has it been plugged in? Because you don't want to leave it plugged in like for more than 10 hours, or the battery will start
smoking.
Start losing.
I was wondering why it was. I was wondering what that sound was. It must be boiling or something.
Blitz probably has had it plugged in the entire time, knowing him. So Blitz, he's saying you unplug it.
Okay, well, although the charger is a smart charger and it tells you if you leave it plugged in, it just stops charging.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, Brandon, it's not smart though. So you didn't.
Yeah, well, why?
Hey, did you hear Lupe on the show?
Hell yeah, I did it.
Did you hear Lupe say who he wanted to blast?
Yeah, and I texted him this. As soon as I heard that, and I said, my mom likes chocolate cupcakes, too.
Hey, now, you know he was talking about his ass at that point, getting his ass eaten.
His butthole.
Yeah, my mom was listening to the whole thing. She was putting it over.
Well, your mom was putting over the possibility of maybe eating his ass?
Maybe a little bit.
Right?
Whoa.
No.
She brought home a chocolate cake that night and just started licking on it.
Are your mom and dad still together, Brandon?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but your dad's kind of like, you know, he's not really like, I don't know. I'm not trying to talk bad about your dad or nothing, but it seems like maybe the flame is not as strong as it used to be with your mom and dad.
Well, when they've been together for 38 years, it kind of...
Yeah, it kind of diminishes, you know, and so your mom coming down here getting a little jungled up, man, that might help her, you know, be more even more of a savage once she gets home to your dad.
Is that how it works?
I don't know. I'm just trying. I mean, let's just be honest. Your mom probably isn't doling out a lot of mom pussy to pops.
Well, she got her woman issues.
She's got woman issues?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, can she still, you know.
She's had all her cancers that down there too, so it doesn't really.
Is that now? Is she going through that right now?
Well, she's been clean for almost 3 years now.
Yeah, well, being clean, that means me. You know, that means you can fuck, can't it?
Yeah, but like sometimes you just don't want to.
Oh.
But
well, hold on. You could hold on. Blitz, you could have fooled me, man. She's got jungle fever with Lupe with a Ty J kicker.
But it hurts down there, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts down there. Yeah,
like
okay.
Like the rental car place.
Okay, bud. That's all you had to say, is that your mom's vagina is a little tender from cancer.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if that subject matter is...
No, it's no problem.
No, but I wasn't trying to be offensive. I didn't know all that.
No, that's fine. I just didn't want to get you... I just didn't know how to say it.
Yeah, you just didn't want me to go down that path. Next thing you know, I'm sorry.
It's fine, buddy. You can,
now, have you gone down to the bar and showed the boys your latest, you know, your threesome?
Fuck yeah. I just did that on Sunday. There was a benefit for some guy that had kidney problems.
So here's some here's some guy that's got kidney problems, and Brandon's showing up with his full-blown iPhone saying, hey, I know we're down here doing a fundraiser because you're getting ready to lose your kidney, but I'm out fucking hoes in Florida. I'm just telling you that right now.
That's how it went. Yeah.
Good.
And then the old lady told me to put it away.
Yeah. Now your brother, what's his name? Madison or Massachusetts?
Boston.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. I forget. I know he was named after some fucking deal. So Boston, now he's a really good looking, well mannered, great guy, right?
He's a sucker.
But he's really Damn. I mean, he is really pussy whipped over this chick, isn't he?
And he's not even a pussy whipped.
He's not getting any pussy.
So hold on. Was it 2 years ago?
Yes.
2 years ago, he was here at BARP, and he was starting to get a little bit of attention. There were some chicks that were sniffing around a little bit. And then all of a sudden, he was gone. He had to get on an airplane and go back and kiss this bitch's ass. And it's my understanding, Brandon, that he's never fucked her.
Still,
ever.
To this day.
Nope.
I think they went on like one date. But that's
what's his problem? Does he know that his handicapped brother has gotten 14 times more pussy than he has?
I tried to tell him that, but he just doesn't have the game that I got.
What's the problem? What's the problem? He's a good looking guy.
He gets love story too fast, and then he falls too hard, and then he just
love story is one thing. I mean, it's fine to be love story if you're getting something, but to be love story for 3 to 4 years and God. Not even fucking get any pussy?
Could you imagine?
No.
Trust me, my mom.
Listen, if I'm with a chick and I'm on the first date, I can see where we're not fucking. The first date. The very first date. What's that, Anna? It better be the second. We're fucking. We're doing something. I'm getting at least a fucking coconut hand job. A coconut oil hand job on two. Something.
And he even worked with her, and she would use him, and then...
Yeah, that's what your mom was telling me, that mm-hmm. she would kind of like flirt with them, and so he would do a lot of the, I guess they worked at a bar or tavern.
Your mom's tore up
restaurant.
Over it. Your mom's really tore up about
she
it.
She should be.
She's fucking over it. She wants it to be done with.
Yeah.
And she's not even that good looking, is she?
No, she is actually pretty hot.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, I thought she was pretty hot. I don't remember, but I saw a picture of her a couple years ago.
So you did give her the Blitz approval, which usually
I
means...
believe so, yeah.
Blitz has got a real tough scale. Like, it's tough to get Blitz to put anything over.
Yeah, but it's
over.
Not fucking 3 or 4 years worth of not getting nothing. Well, getting taken advantage
hold on.
Of,
the
man.
Most beautiful woman in the world that's yeah. a fucking 12, mm-mm. I would maybe go 3 dates on before... I mean, like, seriously.
Well, when he showed us the picture, me and Blitz, probably, I think we thought he was already like laying it to her.
Yeah,
like,
but that's what we thought back then.
Brandon, you need to get me her number. I need to call her up and set that bitch straight.
Or at least the brother.
My brother don't even got it.
What's
that? Wait, whoa. Say that again?
My brother don't even got it.
What?
You got what?
Her number.
Give me his number,
he
that loser.
He has her number.
He never got it.
What?
I don't
Why did he fly
this.
Back?
Something doesn't add up here.
Yeah, what's going on? Brandon, give us the truth. Quit fucking around. Tell us what's going on.
He never had her phone number.
But he's like love story over her for 4 years?
And
doesn't he have her number?
And he's in love with her?
No. Yes.
Where is your brother? Where is your brother right now?
He's working at the bar. now because he's the kitchen manager at the same bar.
Okay. Oh, they work together.
But I mean, like, where is he this very minute? Is he at that bar or is he home? What?
So I don't know if he's.
Your phone's breaking
up
right now.
At home or not?
Can you call for him, or can you roll into his room or something?
Does he live with you? That's right. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Okay, he doesn't live with you. Okay. And he's how old?
Like 30.
He just turned 30 on last Tuesday.
Now, is he a virgin?
No, I know that for a fact he's not.
Okay.
He's gotten some pussy. Hmm.
Yeah.
How much?
I don't know, because I tried to ask him, and he's really coy about that.
Has he dated any other chicks in the past couple of years?
Like in a conventional type way?
Your mom said no.
Because he just there's so many chicks that just wouldn't go out on a date with him, but if he doesn't fall in love with them like right away, then he doesn't want to do it. Yeah. He won't play the field for nothing.
Well, clearly he is.
He's not playing the field for nothing. That's an understatement. Motherfucker ain't playing the field for shit.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to start by at least, you know, going on a few dates. Then you get some fucking.
Yeah, because last week I was in Iowa City because my mom and dad went to the Bahamas. So he took me down to the bar where he works at. There's so many good-looking girls there that just talk to him, and he just doesn't know how to... He just doesn't know how to lick.
Now, were you telling the girls, the good-looking girls that were laying smack on him, that you're a porn star?
Yes, I did.
And so how does that... Tell me how that goes. Let's say I'm a girl. They're like, Boston won't talk to me, but I heard you're his younger brother. What's going on with you, buddy?
I'm
his
older brother.
What?
I'm his older brother.
Oh, you're his older brother. Yes, of course, I can see it. You look a little older than him, but like, you know... He like, what's his problem? He won't talk to me. Like, what do you do for a living?
I sit at home.
No, you stupid fuck. You're supposed to say I'm a handicapped porn star.
Porn star.
You're what?
I'm a handicapped porn star.
Oh, you are? What does that mean?
I'm an OnlyFans. You want
to
see it?
Oh, yes, I'd love to. What's your latest scene? What do you do?
I had a threesome with two hot chicks.
You did for real?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then before that, what happened?
I had a single one last year.
Really? So you're a porn star, right?
Yes, I am.
Right. Well, how about you? What's that?
Do you want to take a ride?
Yeah, I'd like to jump on your wheelchair and maybe ride you out a little bit. You know, I've never been with a handicapped man before.
Let's go to the bathroom.
He's so
see, you got more game.
Yeah, you got more game. Than game. Yeah, you got all kinds of game.
Yeah.
But his brother doesn't.
Brother's gorgeous. He's a good-looking guy. I mean, I'm not trying to be any one way or another, but his brother's a fucking attractive man. Your brother might be the most attractive man with the least amount of game in the history of the world, period.
That's true.
He's polite. Yeah. He's polite. He's good-looking. He's well-mannered. He's just a fucking loser when it comes to rolling up on bitches.
We need to get him on the phone one of these days and find out what's really going on.
What's wrong? Are you just what's your problem?
At least like help the guy out and set him straight and be like, yo, fucking move on. This chick is using you, man.
Yeah,
well, finally she left the job, so hopefully he's over.
She left the restaurant or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, he doesn't have her number.
But she was dating the kitchen manager, the guy that my brother's taking over for now.
Oh, she was dating him.
But I guess she wouldn't even let him touch her.
Like, well, that's what she wants people to think. But she, I mean,
something,
girls.
Something's not adding up here,
I mean,
man.
Girls have hormones, too. Yeah. They want to fuck.
The chick was getting fucked.
I mean, even Anna went, like, how many years did you go, Anna?
12.
Many.
No, like, how many years did you go with no sex? 3 years?
Yeah.
Four?
I think so.
Three. And now that you broke the seal, that bitch is fucking...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And every, I mean, a lot.
All day,
every
day.
Eight times a day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't, trust me, because before my mom passed out on that gummy, I think she was trying to tell Woodson out about it, and then she
passed out at the table.
No,
I saw her.
Now your mom.
God bless her. She's tired.
Brandon said, before she passed out on the gummy.
But your mom's vagina's broken, but her mouth ain't broken, right?
Yeah, I was trying to get some information.
I don't think double means that, though.
No, I was thinking about, you know, maybe some maybe some Lupe head. Lupe wants head.
What? Well, see, I'm not going to be home on Friday, so maybe they'll be in the hot tub, but I doubt it.
What?
My mom and dad will be home alone on Friday.
Oh, they will? Where are you going to be?
At the Iowa, Michigan wrestling meet. I'll be on TV.
Who's taking you there?
One of my wrestling buddies.
They got to take the handicap. They got to take your mom's van.
Yes, sir.
So they just give their car to your mom in case she needs to get around a little bit. Then they take the handy van right on down to the. Now, do you guys get preferred parking and everything?
Yeah, but it's across the street now because they won't let me park by the statue without a paid permit.
Hold on. Do they not see? Do you not have a handicap sticker?
Yes, I have a handicap sticker, and they used to let me park in there. But since I'm not like a big donor to the university, they dropped me out to the parking lot across the street.
Man, I'd be.
Do you have to pay to park though?
Oh, that's free to park across the street. But
how far? I mean, how far distance are we talking? The statute compared to the across the street?
About 200 yards, but that doesn't bother me because I just got to hit the little button.
Yeah, you just hit you just hit the switches, kid. It's the boy that gets your now. Yeah. Can your buddy ride? Can he jump on the back and catch a ride, or has he got to walk?
200 yards, man. Who cares?
Well, I'm
200 yards so far.
200 yards is two football fields. Me and Lummy said we're catching a ride if we can. If we can get up on those back axles, me and Lummy are riding like a mother.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, but when you roll into the do you need a ticket even to get in, or do they just let you right on in?
It's a digital ticket. They send them digitally.
Yeah, so everyone needs a ticket, Bobby. Just because you're in a wheelchair doesn't mean you get.
I know,
free
but like, do they know who you? Like, I heard you're like a big time kind of mild celebrity there.
Fuck yeah, they do. I have pictures with Dan Gable all the time.
Well, I know that, but like when you during the events, do you like are you right by the mat? Are you mat side, or are you still in the bleachers?
No, I'm right down on the floor, but like 20 yards away from the mat.
Right. Now, is Michigan good this year?
In the country.
They're what?
Number six in the country.
And how's Iowa?
We're number two.
So it's 2-6.
Yeah.
Who's NCAA championship material for Iowa?
Spencer Lee, the 125-pounder. He's going for his fourth straight title.
All right, so he's already won three NCAAs?
Yep.
Has he lost at all this year?
Not this year, but he's only lost five matches.
But he's a three-timer, right? Mm-hmm. Is this his last year? I mean, is this last year eligibility, or did he win as a red shirt?
well, because they got the COVID year, and so right now with the COVID years, you can be in college for 8 years.
How long?
How?
8 years.
8 years.
Tommy, you're saying a guy can play 8 fucking years.
8 years. Jesus.
That's because yeah, they give you got an entry.
Brandon, I don't think you can play eight. I don't think you can play college sports for 8 years, buddy.
Yeah, there's this wrestler from Maryland that this is his eighth season wrestling.
I mean, motherfucker's starting to get gray hair, and he's just starting to say, now, hold on, how can...
No, but I know that this year they
have... Hey, Alexa, how many years of eligibility does an NCAA athlete have?
From blueandgraypress.com, the four-year rule is logical and beneficial to students. However, it is not the same for all divisions.
They have all these different rules, Bo, with the whole COVID thing and then transferring and then,
The portal.
If you're technically 25, you can identify as 18 and just go back and do it again, I guess.
Right. Well, at Blitz, what you could do is you could graduate as a man and then re-enter as a woman. Say, I know that I identify like
if you could be a 30-year-old man but identify as an 18-year-old woman.
Yeah, like the girl that won the Leah Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Man, that guy would. Do they have girls wrestling?
Yeah.
Man, he would blitz. If he won four times as a man, he'd kill every woman known to man.
It gets dirty because it's a lot of Jello and pudding and stuff.
Yeah. Now, do they have female NCAA recognized wrestling?
Again, next year will be the first season that'll be
girls on girls. Now, can girls be on? I mean, there's never when you're first of all. When you're on the level of wrestling in Division I, there's not a girl. First of all, there's not a girl that could even come close to you. Just
no, there's not.
No,
but
so you'd have to do other girls. Like you'd have to be wrestling against other girls. Maybe in high school there has been some girls that are tough enough to make it in high school, pretty good. But I don't know that they ever win state or nothing.
There's been one in Iowa, but this is the first inaugural year of the girls' state high school wrestling championships.
Yeah, I like that. I think the girls should wrestle too. But now there has been one girl in Iowa that was good enough to win state in boys.
On the boys' side, like
that's a bad bitch right there. What weight class? Like probably like 98 or 105.
106.
Anna, that's a bad bitch at 106 that can beat all the boys in state. That's a bad bitch.
Yeah, that's unusual. Yeah.
Is this a picture?
It's a video of women at high school from like last
year.
Those
are two chicks, or?
Yeah.
Those are two girls, yeah.
Oh, so that guy that Maryland, so he...
Dude, that just learned how to fuck the system.
Yeah, then he took his graduate because if you graduate, you could get one more year, and then he took a COVID year, and that's where he's at now.
Yeah, because when I heard that, I was like, "There's no way." And then I looked it up, and I
because he started in 2015,
and he's been there 8 years.
Yeah, but he's taken every single year of whatever you can get away with.
I'm not going to play any volume. Look at these two chicks strutting out there, ready to fucking wrestle. Look at this. Let's go, bitch. Let's wrestle. Let's lock them up.
Would you have dated a wrestling chick in Indiana, Bubba?
Yeah, I would, but you'd have to fucking watch out what you say to her. She can fuck you up.
That's
she's not the average girl. You start fucking around. And
here's some college female from last year.
This one right here? This is the college Willie?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on here.
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah, they did like a little bit of an interview.
At one time, interested in you.
I heard you talking to Matt about him.
Yeah, he could have. He was a four-time Florida State champion and could have been a five-time. But his eighth grade year, Anna, he was going to win state as an eighth grader and be the first five-timer. But it just happens to be that when he got to the finals, it was his first cousin that he had to wrestle in the finals, and the family thought it was
a bad idea,
so they both took third and fourth, and they the third and fourth guys wrestled for the championship, and
screw that,
yeah.
What's
you
the
guys
objective?
Gonna go out there and wrestle
in wrestling. How do you win?
Pin or points.
Pin both the shoulders to the ground?
Yes, both to the shoulder. What is it, for 2 seconds, Brandon?
It's just, you got to be completely sick. You got to be completely flat for 1 second.
Yeah, so if you're...
For 1 second?
Yes, yeah. For 1 second. If both shoulders hit the mat for one...
Does it have to be outside of that circle?
No, it has to be inside the circle.
Okay.
Has to be inside the circle, and then there's 2 points for a takedown, 1 point for an escape, and then you have 2, 3, and 4 point near falls. Am I right, Brandon?
That is correct.
And you can get
a tech fall if you win by more than 15.
And then on they get into riding time, you get a point for who has the most riding time.
What does that mean?
Meaning like who
that's
is on
only in
who
college,
who.
Though.
That's only in college, yes. So they do have a one additional point after the match is done. Mm-hmm. Whoever was on top, you know, not the bottom, but whoever was riding the most gets an additional point. They keep a clock on riding time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Grahalis was what he was a two was he a two time All American?
I think he was a three time.
Yeah, he was a three time All American. Hmm. He was good as fuck. He was just too heavy. He didn't like to cut weight. He should have wrestled at 32, and I think he wrestled at 45.
Yeah, I think he fluctuated between 49 and 41.
Yeah, he probably would have been an NCAA champion at 39 or 41, but he was always 49, and that was just too heavy for him.
Yeah, the heaviest weight in Iowa high school girls wrestling is 235.
What?
They got 235 pounds.
The highest
girls?
You said the highest they wrestle
in high school.
Blitz, girls, find me Iowa State. Find me to the 235-pound division women's.
It is on YouTube. You can check it out on YouTube. They have all the finals.
The 235-pound girls high school wrestling. I love it.
Huh. Yeah.
Lummy, these bitches would kill you.
The lightest weight is 100. The lightest weight is 100.
Yeah, when I wrestled, it was 98, but you got 2 pounds during the year, so it was 100. Then it went 105, then 112, then 119, then 120, I think 125, then 132, then 141, then 149, then 155, then 165, then 177, then 185, then heavyweight.
A lot of these are on Flow Wrestling.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Flow.
Yeah, but I don't have an account, so I can't watch it.
Well, if you just go to YouTube and type in the Iowa Union Girls, it'll be
okay. All right, I'm trying to find the 235 ones.
Iowa Union.
Yeah, because they mix them in.
Union Girls.
Mm-hmm.
235 pounds.
You can't see this fast enough.
Here is...
And this is, I'm sorry, high school you said?
Anna said, I can't see this fucking fast.
Or is this college?
This is from 2012, but it's 235 girls match up from the 2012 WIAA wrestling.
I think these are 265. Blitz.
Oh, 265.
Yeah, Blitz, hold on. Hold the phone, Blitz. It's 265.
Holy shit.
265, buddy.
Is this high school?
Yeah.
Oh!
No,
might
this
be college.
Is... No,
it might
no,
be
no.
college.
I think it's college. It's
all
the,
right,
it's,
I'll, listen,
it's,
I'll take it either way.
It's the WIAA. Five, Lummy.
Hell yeah.
They looked horrible, though. They weren't good.
They were
More.
They kind of just flopped around.
No, they
what did you expect to happen?
Give me like a 105 girl, like those real wiry bitches that go crazy. You know, Superfly Snookas deals.
Mm-hmm. Off the top rope.
There's a lot of pins. There's a lot of pins in the girls' wrestling. A
lot of pins.
Like during the whole state tournament, I think only... There's only six matches that went the distance.
Now, are you into girls wrestling like you are into guys wrestling?
Well, this is the first year, and I watched the finals, and I think I just like the sport in general.
I like the sport. Did you bone out at all? Did you catch a bone on any of it?
I know, I just did.
No, because if you see a lot of those girls, they're not like looking.
I like big girls, and I cannot lie.
And wrestling even adds to your likeness.
Absolutely.
It adds to the thickness
when
of your
I
bone.
When I see non-athletic people doing extremely athletic stuff, I fucking love it.
Mm.
That's why I want to be at the Big Girl Nationals.
These are
we need to bring back the big girl games.
122 pounders.
We have some different. We wanted to put in a few different
events.
Yes.
Such as.
Well, there's a part of my track blitz. My track's pretty well banked, and if you're in turn one, and if it's wet, it's almost impossible to walk from the bottom of the track clear to the top. It's okay. Almost impossible. And there was this track in Ohio back in the day that this guy would get a water hose and he would take this section of the track, which was probably 20 yards wide, and he would water it all down. And he'd put a $50 bill at the top of the wall. And the first 10 girls with no shoes that could get up would get the $50 bill.
I like it.
You know, so, you know, the barefoot mud deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just different things. I think the big girl games would be big again. We didn't do it right.
You could just put a Zuber dog at the top and whoever gets the Zuber dog.
Put a Big Mac up there, right?
Yeah.
What else? Hey, so, Brandon, I mean, you think you could ask your mom that?
Ask her what, he said.
That, you know, Lupe, oral Lupe?
I already answered. She said she's down.
She says that.
She says she's down, but she's a big talker. We know that. She sat on my lap and told me things in my ear.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, if your mom could sleep with one guy, I think we've already established
it's
this. It's no, yeah. I think it's TyJ.
Oh, TyJ, yeah.
Yes.
I thought you meant from the show.
Yeah.
Well, Lupe's getting close second, though.
Yeah, Lupe's cool as hell, man. That's a cool brother.
I saw
TyJ
on Saturday.
How'd you guys' droning deal go?
Not well. We obviously don't know how to fly.
See, you're being a dickhead now.
Well.
How did it go?
So, I guess it was supposed to be an event where, like, a bunch of people were there flying.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, so windy that the event actually got canceled.
Mm-hmm. But you guys didn't know it got canceled?
Well, no, TyJ knew, and I'm, like... It's not that far for me, so I went down there and I met him there, and we just hung out and talked. We flew for a minute or two, but it was really windy.
What's the, like, over 10? Is it bad for those things?
Yeah, and the smaller they are, the lighter they are. Any wind sucks, but it was, like, really windy.
And if it's real windy, I mean, do they literally, like, are uncontrollable?
Yeah, I flew one up and I got it kind of high, and it actually, like, started saying wind warning. If you keep going, you're not gonna be able to get back home.
Right, right.
So.
Now, obviously, lower out, like, if you're, you know, like,
and there's a lot of people there too. Like, if there wasn't, like, I don't have a problem, but
yeah, I mean, now are you? Don't they have some drones that will not hit you? Like, you know, you can run it right up to a guy and it won't hit him because it has a distance thing on it.
They have sensors on them. Yes,
right. I mean, do they always work?
No.
I mean, they can.
No, and if you have it set to, like, the mode where, like, you can actually go fast and do stuff with, that turns those off.
Right. So you can hit shit.
Oh, absolutely.
Ask the film crew that was down here. Right? Didn't they go through three of them?
Yep. At $2,800 a pop.
Wow. I think I have one.
You do?
I think I have a mini one somebody gave me. Did you give it to me, Blitz?
No. Was it the golf cart guy?
Yes, it was Big Mike, the golf cart guy, who I think
I gave it back to you. I think
I do have it. I got to find it.
Yeah, I gave it back to you.
I think Big Mike's got heat with me. Did you find out or not about that?
Who, me?
No, Lummy.
I reached out. I haven't heard anything.
I just texted him. We got heat, buddy.
Did you do something?
I don't know.
Yeah, you have. He gave you the original, like, mini.
Right.
That's what it's called.
Will that fly?
Yeah, I flew it. When you first had it, I flew it a little bit.
Would that be okay, like, at my track to get some footage and shit?
It's not great, but for you, it's great.
Right.
It's good to learn on. It's an older, cheaper.
It's a good learner.
Yeah.
For me to learn the ins and outs.
So I have the one like that. It's the Mini 3 Pro, which is, like, the, obviously, the third version of it.
Right.
And that's good.
And Pro. Mine's the first one amateur.
Mm-hmm.
I got the first amateur. So, Brandon, what's on your agenda? Like, have you ran one off today?
Yes. In between shows.
You did? And what were you, what got you there? What got you to party?
Just MILFs.
Just girls?
I said wolves.
I thought you said MILFs.
I thought you said MILFs, too.
Yeah. I thought he said wolves.
I think he said MILFs.
MILFs?
Yeah, MILFs.
Where do you go? Like, I go to, I usually go to Pornhub, to be honest with you.
Don't lie.
What,
Brandon? Your phone's really bad today. Tube Galore.
Oh, I never even heard of Tube Galore.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Tube Galore's
a good one. It doesn't show previews though.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, it just stills.
What do you mean?
Well, like if you hold your mouse over it, it shows like a short clip.
That sounds like too much bullshit to me. What's
then you don't waste your time by clicking on it and listening to it.
What's the best one?
Tube Galore.
Is Tube Galore the best?
Tube Galore is kind of like a YouTube too, because when you
Lummy, hold on. I got to stand up for this one. Lummy, look me in the eyes. You are afraid that the more you know about this, the more Ashley's going to be like, how? Let me talk.
Ashley probably told him about it. What are you talking about?
The more you talk about this and the more that you know about it, you're going to get quizzed. Lummy, look at me in the eyes. Which is Tube Galore the best?
Tube Galore is kind of like a YouTube where you type in what you want and it pulls up all these different sites too.
So it's not like YouTube.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But it pulls in all these different sites.
You know, which one do you like?
Tube Galore.
Okay,
and then followed by like X-Hamster.
X-Hamster.
Yeah.
Blitz, how about you? I mean, I'm sure you're man enough to say you don't care if your woman knows that you look at porn.
No, I haven't been to Tube Galore in a long time, but it was a good one.
But do you have, like, knowing Blitz, he's probably got some shit that he doesn't even want anybody to know about.
No, not really.
Okay. A lot of times he'll have, like, some dark web shit that's really cool.
Oh, I do, but not for porn.
Oh, okay.
There's, like, OnlyFans leaks sites I like to go to.
Oh, really?
But that's kind of more like a, just to see if I can get, like, whatever. But probably, like, XNXX.
Is that a good one too?
You see a brand of that one.
Yeah. Well, that's all I do is browse the internet with porn sites and.
Yeah, I mean, so you know, at the end of the day, I can ask all my guys here, but I should probably ask you.
Yeah.
It's either wrestling or porn for them.
So which one are your favorite sites?
Well, I don't do Tube Galore anymore because it's all like you click on the video, but they want you to pay. But Nude Vista is the one that has all the free videos still.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they're all free.
No,
they're cracking down now. They're trying to like they trick you too, or they throw up ads and if you have an ad blocker, they won't let you view anything. And then you click on something and it really isn't the video; it's something else. So that's why I know sometimes I've been on those sites.
I've been on my phone looking at it, and all of a sudden it'll be like it locks your phone up, and then you're like got to completely reset your phone and hope that you're not on some shit that's going to get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that just say premium, and you got to look for their premium, so don't click on those, because they want you to, X-Hamster.
What's the dirtiest ones? Tube Galore?
Yeah, and I said, actually, Nude Vista is probably the dirtiest one.
Nude Vista.
I never even heard of that one.
It looks like Google, but it's for porn.
Okay.
Nude Vista.
Well, that's kind of like what Tube Galore does. It like gets videos from other sites, but
there's no but they don't put any premium videos up there, so you don't have to.
Okay, I haven't been to
Nude Vista
in a long time. Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and look at Nude Vista. Yes, I meant Nude Vista. Nude Vista free porn image. Oh,
I guess Bubba found something.
Well, there's nothing real. I mean, there's nothing really
there. Then you just type in what you want, and it'll
have a drop-down
menu. Oh, they have a directory, too.
Yeah, what are you going to type in, Bubba?
Activity, amateur, anal, Asians, ass, babes, BBW, BDSM, bikini, bisex. So far, nothing. Blonde, brunettes. I might go for brunettes, but it's not. I want amateur. That's what I would do.
Homemade
amateur. But see, none of this looks that good either, to be honest with you.
Is it
really amateur?
Well,
I mean, like some of it.
No, amateur doesn't mean. I mean, amateur is all fake. Amateur basically means no storyline.
I think you're right. Like amateur isn't really just like the girl next door that had her had this hot dude over, and they hit record and blasted it.
It should be.
Yeah,
but it's not.
The new substitution for all that.
What?
The new substitution for all that. Just type in the real, and that's That's not all the amateur stuff. That's
time. Man, I think Brandon, I know it's really tough to hear
you. Yeah, your phone's
buddy.
Really
Jesus
bad. I think God. He said it's under real.
Yeah.
Under
Yeah, I did.
Okay, he said real.
So R-E-A-L?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it says reality here.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
It says reality and then backstage.
Backstage.
That's what it says here on what I'm looking. Reality, backstage. And none of that's, you know,
mm-mm.
real.
Mm-mm.
So far, I'm not really impressed with Nude Vista. I don't know that I could. I don't know that I could crank off to.
Find what you're looking for, and you'll find out.
A man showing his penis and putting it up to a remote control. That's not necessarily what I'm looking for. I mean, I can see that with Blitz. Blitz, are you larger than a Spectrum remote control?
I wish.
Yeah.
You're not.
Well, that's my favorite site, probably.
What?
But you got to know what you're looking
I'm
for.
I'm more like a Fire Stick remote.
No, you're not.
Bigger
than that.
They got longer ones of those now.
They got what?
They got longer Fire TV sticks.
Remotes.
Now. Yeah.
Brandon, I love you to death. I got to let you go because your phone is the worst today. Like
I need to run that phone over a few times with your wheelchair.
I'm exhausted just trying to decipher what the fuck you're saying, buddy.
I'm sorry, buddy. I love you guys, though.
All right, we love
you.
You
too, Brandon.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Man, I'm ready to say goodbye on that. I'm ready to go back to the apartment and check out New Vista, to be honest with you. Get to coconut oil. Nude Vista didn't seem that cool to me.
I've never been to it, so I have no idea.
Yeah, would you say, let me tube galore is your deal?
TubeGalore.
Tube galore.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, well, we'll do this again tomorrow. And then, Anna, you and I are going to eat at this Brandon.
Is it just you and I?
No, it's me, you. I'm assuming it's going to be me, you, Blitz, and maybe the Crick.
Double date.
Oh, maybe.
Hell yeah.
Do they have bread there?
They have bread,
non-bread.
Yes.
Non-bread.
Do they have...
That's all they got.
It's
got
non-bread.
Rice.
Well, she can be... You know what? She can run the tape. She can run the... It can be me,
She'll
Blitz.
Like the bread.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Lummy, are we locked for the 21st for the redness?
Yes, we are.
Fantastic. We'll see you guys tomorrow.